Get into a comfortable seated posture. It's best to sit on the floor if you can sit cross-legged. Otherwise, sit in a chair and make sure your spine is straight, as straight as possible. It's good to put a pillow underneath you to lift your sit bones up off of the ground so they're higher than your knees. And we're going to go inwards into a type of guided meditation practice to own your energetic field. And there's a few things I want you to pay attention to before I get into the actual attunement that we're about to do. So as you're in this posture, I want you to pay attention to your field. So if you were to put your arms outstretched, this is the edge of your energetic field. Just at the edge of your fingertips, a little bit out, that's your field. So we want to draw an imaginary circle around your body that is the same distance behind you, in front of you, and to the sides, as well as above and below. So we're creating a bubble around the body. This is your energetic field that you need to learn how to master and contain. So we're going to go into the practice now of creating your vertical axis. So I want you to close your eyes. We're going to go inwards into the inner sensory faculty of your body. I want you to keep listening to my voice as I guide you in this practice. So we're going to begin now. So we'll begin by closing our eyes, taking some deep breaths, folding your awareness inwards, blocking off all external stimuli, your breath is going to be your guide throughout this practice. So if ever you feel your mind wandering and you're falling outside of your awareness, just take a deep breath, bringing yourself back to center. So drawing that circle around your body, feeling your energetic container, sealing off your energetic fields. And we're going to ask any energy that is not yours to step outside of your field, reclaiming your space. You can do it as a sweeping motion. You can use your hands to actually clear your energetic space. And you can also just will this energy away. Because this is your sovereign space, you have dominion. You are the boss of the center of your field. So taking a moment to clean and clear behind you, in front of you, to the sides. And we're going to turn your circle into an orb. So above you and below you, clearing that as well of any energies that are not yours, asking them to leave. And noticing what it feels like as you clean your space. You can use your hands to just sweep it out, clear it out. With your eyes closed and your body getting relaxed with each breath, I want you to tune in to your inner senses, your feelings, your emotions, your intuitive knowing. To become a sovereign being, you need to track your energy flows in your system. noticing where energy is leaking out of your field, where you're taking in other people's energy, and we want to seal that up. If you're a highly empathic person and you tend to feel a lot of emotions, you definitely want to create some sort of barrier on the outside of your field. You can see this as a thick plastic or glass type substance or even steel. Some impenetrable material so you can feel safe and contained in the center of your bubble. Taking some deep breaths and just noticing what it feels like to clear out your space. You might find yourself releasing energy, yawning, taking deep breaths. And as you're releasing that which is not yours, I want you to call back that which is yours, those parts of yourself that you sent out looking for other things, stuck in a past trauma or reality. Imagine that in the center of your heart is a magnet, magnetizing all aspects of yourself back to it. Calling all energy of yours back to the center of your heart, remembering yourself. Taking some deep breaths as you welcome back these pieces of yourself. It just might be mental thoughts that have gone out looking for what's happening out there in someone else's reality. Pull that back. To be a sovereign being means that you are sourcing energy direct from source. You're taking back all those energetic tentacles that you send out to pull energy from the horizontal plane. That is a misuse of energy. We want to pull back all energetic feelers into the center. Taking a deep breath. Reclaiming your power, reclaiming your sense of self. Really focus on keeping yourself in the center of your orb, of this sphere, this bubble. You might feel a tendency to sit in the back of your bubble or pushed up against the front. This is very common. Sometimes we are very ambitious and we're looking towards the future, running forwards, then we are pushed forward in our field. And in the opposite end, we're falling back in fear, in shock, scared of the past, and we're pushed back and our field gets up against our back and we're not in the center. So we want to come into present time. Taking a deep breath. If you find your mind is wandering and you're not able to focus on your breath or your field, place your right hand on top of your head. This will bring you into present time. Ceasing the thoughts. Ceasing the pendulum swing of the future and the past, the right and the wrong. And bring your left hand over your belly. This switches on your inner ear, your inner listening. And taking some deep breaths here. Reclaiming your power, tuning in, Beautiful. When you feel like you're in present time, you can just release your hands and either fold them gently in your lap or let the fingertips touch together. And really sensing into the balance inside your body, the right, the left, the forward, the back. Finding the center of your field, keeping your boundaries intact, asking all energy that is not yours to leave your field. Beautiful. And from here, we're going to open the vertical alignment, receiving energy directly from source. So I want you to feel into the space below you as we open into the grounding. So as wide as your bubble is, wider than your outstretched arms, I want you to imagine a tunnel of light opening into the ground beneath you, like a wormhole tunneling down deep into the center of the earth, going through all the layers of the earth, lower and lower, through the rock, the water, past the lava, and into the crystal iron core of the mother. Locking in to her energetic flow and feeling her energy anchor you, taking a deep breath and letting this gravitational force pull out of you anything else that's in your system, lodged in your body, that is not yours. It could be a discomfort, a pain, a frustration, a thought, a belief. Taking a deep breath and letting the earth pull that out of you. And while she's pulling down all that is not yours, she's sending up this beautiful unconditional love. Allow that energy flow to come up from the ground all the way up through your field, grounding all the electrical currents in your body. And let your entire orb sit inside the earth. Feel yourself as if you're a seed buried in fertile soil, receiving this nutrition, the nutrients that she's providing. Allow the earth to come up and over your head, grounding all the thoughts, clearing all the electrical currents. Taking some deep breaths. Noticing how you're feeling. You can tell when you're grounded because you get a sensation of being locked in. Your body might feel very dense and heavy. Your breath might slow down. Check into your system for a confirmation that you are fully grounded. In this practice of vertical alignment, our senses are going to become very astute and clear, and we want to be able to trust and understand what our body is telling us. This is our inner guidance system at work. This is a practice of self-mastery. If you're feeling distracted, just taking a breath, folding your consciousness inwards, dropping into the heart, out of the head, into the heart, taking a deep breath from the heart space. If you're feeling any emotions arise in this moment, allow yourself to emote. Allow the earth to hold you. She is our mother. She is here to nourish and support and rejuvenate your body. If there's an internal conflict, anger, rage, grief, despair, loneliness, sadness, offer that out to the earth. Ask her to help you to hold these intense emotions. If there's pain in your body, if you have an illness, or any type of discomfort, ask the earth to soothe, to help, to support. Taking a deep breath. Allowing yourself to relax, feeling the muscles in your body softening and relaxing, neutralizing your system, softening your system, opening your heart. Now we're going to open up to the central sun above us. So I want you to imagine that in the center of our universe, there's a central sun. This is the source of life, and it's shining down through the galaxy, through time and space, and just raining down this liquid golden light on the top of our bubble. Allow that light to enter into your field and fill in all the space inside your field, inside your mind, inside your body. Drinking in this liquid light, allowing every cell of your body to breathe in this energy. Allow it to mix and merge with the energy of the earth. Allow these two energies to start coalescing in the center of your chest, spiraling, creating a vortex, activating the starseed, this pure essence of you, this light that is shining forth and being birthed from the center of your chest. Allow this light to shine and start to emanate out, taking up your energetic field all the way to the edge of your bubble, becoming the light bulb, becoming a central sun of your own field, taking back your power, activating this light, taking a deep breath and feeling your light awaken, staying firmly rooted and firmly connected from above and below, activated in the heart, flowering out. This is your essence. This is your pure expression. This is you as a sovereign being. Activated. Take back your power. Stand in your own light. Be your own counsel, your own advisor. No one can take this away from you. Shine brightly, friends. Practice. when you can hold this frequency throughout everything you do, say, and through every breath of your being, you are truly free. Absolutely free. Take back your power. Shine brightly.